Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We haven't talked about love in a while and manifesting a romantic partnership. And so I thought I'd do a little show on an exercise you can do to get you in the vibration of manifesting your great love, whatever that is to you. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready for more. Maybe you're ready for the love, the money, the business, the influence. I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. It's currently on sale for 25% off for the holidays. Okay, let's talk about manifesting love. I'm going to give you a little tip that I find fun. It's my favorite manifesting exercises for love. So you're going to imagine, and you spend 5 to 10 minutes, longer if you want, you're going to imagine yourself in your ideal relationship. I start from, when I envision it, I start from the moment I meet. I'm assuming I'm going to meet them on a dating app or him on a dating app. And so I play with it in my mind. What was the conversation like on the app? Did we transition to the phone? Did we do a video chat? What was our first date? Imagine it in your mind. I think it also helps. If you're into music and movement, you can put some really great music on and just lean into the visualization. Have fun. And you start to feel the feelings of being in a relationship, dating, getting to know, the excitement, the rush. It's wonderful. And I every time I go through periods of time where I do this exercise a lot, it's amazing to me that over the next year, I will have some experience that I have imagined, little pieces of it. And so lean into this. And you can imagine with, anything in your life. You can imagine yourself with money, finishing the project, launching the business. But it's really fun to do with love. So imagine it in your mind. Feel the positive emotions as if it were really happening. And when you imagine, your mind will start to think you're really in a relationship and feel the high of being in love. I love this energy. Hey, I write romance, so I love the energy of love. But I like it because I'm not actively looking for a relationship right now, but putting myself in the vibration of the woman who's going on that date influences other aspects of my life. I suddenly feel richer, more confident. I want to work out. I'm more mindful of my appearance. So it's not just manifesting love, but it totally works to manifest a relationship. So ideas for how to do this. You can, again, imagine your first date, imagine your first dance at your wedding. Imagine introducing your partner to your friends and family. If you want, you like to cut things out, you can do a vision board around it. Do whatever makes you happy and do it often. Like, do imagining often. The more you put yourself in the vibration of what you want, the faster it will manifest. It becomes a new way of being. You're no longer just single you, even if you are in fact single. You are now you in this relationship. You're in this feeling place. You can do it with the same exercise with money. You can do the same exercise with maybe a job or position that you want. Just start imagining it and in detail. I do it when I'm working on a project. I do imagining, when I was finishing the drafting of the novel, there were oftentimes I'd take breaks. And while during my break, I would imagine the words being on the page. I would imagine being done with it. And I would imagine in real time, like page after page after page being done, seeing my fingers move across the keyboard, Laughing at a joke I came up with, you know, like I really lean into the visualization because it works, you know, especially like when I was really struggling to stay motivated, to stay focused, I do a little bit of imagining. And before I knew it, I had hit my word count goal. So visualizing, imagining, I like calling it imagining because then I think with visualization, you're limiting yourself to the picture you see in your mind's eye, but imagining opens the door for you to feel all the feelings, right? You want to feel like you're on the date. You want to feel like you have the money. You want to feel like whatever you desire has manifested. And then keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. And it works beautifully. It really works beautifully. And if you combine imagining with good planning, and staying consistent with whatever action you're taking. So in the way of dating, if that's what's a priority for you right now and you really want to manifest a romantic relationship, I would say, you know, be on your dating app, of course, you know, do what you know to do. If you are, if you're an app person, if you're a go out person, you know, definitely go out safely, but safely in terms of, we are still living in a global pandemic, but go out and you know, you're getting out there, you're taking the action to be present, to be open to meeting someone, as well as doing your imagining, as well as putting a plan in place for yourself, a loose plan, because you want spirit to help you. Maybe you're like, okay, I'm going to challenge myself to swipe. If, you know, if we're talking about dating and dating apps, I'm going to swipe 5 minutes a day after work with a glass of wine, put on my favorite music and swipe, swipe, swipe for 5 minutes. And then I'll do some visualizing or imagining. And I'll be really consistent about responding to people and being clear about what my intentions are and what I'm looking for. It all works. It's quite miraculous how beautiful things will unfold if you will use energy, action, energy, a good plan, a loose plan, because you always want to leave room for spirit to come in and support you. You'll be amazed. If you did this, if you are looking for love, you would, and you did it full out, and you let go of your resistance, and you let go of the doubt, and you let go of the fear, and you let go of your single person cynicism, and just went full out, you could be in a relationship by New Year's Eve. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. All right, so that's my show on manifesting love using imagining or visualization. Doesn't need to take long, but be consistent about it, and be sincere, and be all in. Be all in, act like it's totally freaking real, and you will be amazed by all the things that will show up as a result. Energy is real. Energy is real. Use it for your greater good. You are so powerful. We have all these abilities and tools and magic, essentially, to create the life that we want. And if you, I'm going to switch, are ready to create the life that you want, and you want some support around this, you want to learn how to manifest with greater ease, if you want to focus on your goal or desire, if you want to get really clear, I can help you. It's pretty amazing how working with me can really put you in the space of truly attracting what you want. So consider my services. You can book a session with me. You can also consider my Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, which is on sale for the holidays. If you like this program, please sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week that you can use in your spiritual practice. I really create these messages. I pull cards for everybody that will open my emails, and I craft the messages in a way in which you're getting psychic information. You're getting prescriptive information. You might get an affirmation, an exercise. It's a really comprehensive spiritual experience, and it's free. Just sign up for my newsletter. All right, I'm done. Thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Take care.